Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
November the 4th, by His Righteousness.
All this week, Derek urges us to draw near to the throne of grace. Today he urges us to come to God on the basis of Christ's righteousness and not our own. It's important to remember that it's neither our righteousness nor our faithfulness that forms the basis for our confidence in approaching God's throne. Rather, it's God's righteousness and God's faithfulness. The first epistle of John expresses this thought. Beloved, if our heart doesn't condemn us, we have confidence towards God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him. Any attitude that thinks we have some kind of righteousness or claim in ourselves to approach God results in our approaching Him without full confidence, because there's ultimately nothing in ourselves. We have no righteousness of our own. Our confidence can't be based on ourselves. We must also come to the place where we don't allow our hearts to condemn us, where we're trusting not in our own righteousness or our own wisdom, but in God's faithfulness. And that produces confidence. Paul said, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Jesus Christ." In the remainder of that chapter, Paul printed the most glorious picture of a life that's filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit, enumerating all the blessings, privileges, and benefits of that life. But the entry into the chapter and into that kind of life is presented in that first verse above. We must lay aside all condemnation. One requirement for a right approach to God is coming in the name of Jesus. When we come in Jesus' name, we have assurance that our prayers are heard because of Him. It takes our attention off our own lives and works. When we come in the name of Jesus, we believe that our sins have been forgiven and that we are accepted by God as His children. This pleases God. It's how He wants us to come. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that I can come boldly to you. I come to the throne of God in the name of Jesus, believing that my sins have been forgiven and that I am accepted by God as His child. I shall draw near to the throne of grace. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.